May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love surround you. And the pure love
Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name's Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the, well, for the day of December 21st, 2022, which just happens to be the winter solstice, and that's what we want to talk about today. Anyway, the word solstice usually brings to mind, to most people, images of druids dressed in bear furs standing at Stonehenge in England watching the sun come up on that special morning of the year where the sun has made its most northeasterly, you know, crossing of the horizon, where it comes up one time a year at this special point. And nowadays, most people regard the Druids as somewhat primitive, right? They didn't have the sophisticated knowledge that we have today, things like that. But I guess I'd put it to you that the Druids were actually fairly sophisticated people. They were fully human. They didn't have computers, but they appreciated the cosmic context of what they were looking at. Of course, the sun rising, hitting that turnaround point where the days begin to get longer again, has very practical meaning if you're a druid 5,000 years ago, right? Because it means you're going to be able to plant more food pretty soon. That's a good thing. But I think in a more deep and cultural way that still works, recognition of the solstice tells us about our humanity and our place in the world. Of course, nowadays, most people don't even notice the solstices. Typically, this time of year, holiday preparation consumes everyone's attention, and the fact that the sun goes down early, the day nights are long, are a cause for complaint more than contemplation. But in a warming world where some number of us are thinking about these things, the solstice is a profound moment and one that allows us to think a little bit about who we are and where we are and what we're about. So for those of you who are astronomically challenged, shall we say, maybe don't know much about this, the solstice is derived from the words, the Latin words, sol, and some meaning of S-T-I-C-E that indicates not moving. The sun has stopped. And that means that the sun has reached its most northerly advance. So keep in mind that when you watch the sun, if you pay attention to the sun, each day through the fall, the place where the sun rises and sets changes. Fall and winter, and it reaches an endpoint, which is typically way north at this time of year. So the sun doesn't get very high in the sky. The days are short. Astronomically, the solstice is a moment where it has to do with the tilt of the earth. The spinning axis of the tilt of the earth is most directly at the sun. And it's a maximum, right? You have the shortest day of the year. There are four kind of celestial events like this that we track every year, right? So in the summertime, we have the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year and the shortest night, right? And that, of course, brings to mind Shakespearean Midsummer Night's Dream, the magic of having the sun up late into the evening. Of course, in the United States, we sort of celebrate the summer solstice as July 4th, right? It's a big party. In the spring and fall, there are other days of significance. In particular, there's the spring and fall equinox. And again, this derives from Latin. Equinox is the equal day and night. Equi and nox, I guess, for night, right? Curiously enough, the equinox, the spring equinox is celebrated about Easter time. The fall equinox is celebrated about Halloween time, with all of the sort of cultural baggage that goes along with that, right? New life in the springtime, approaching winter at Halloween, winter and death at Halloween. So as I say, most of us are immune to this kind of cosmic calendar that goes on every year around us, but it's culturally important. As you know, of course, we talked about the Druids, who very carefully marked these things because a lot of timing of certain events, certainly the growing season and proof that the sun was coming back every year, were important. The Norse people, way northern Europe, they were the ones that were burning Yule logs, right? So we still burn a Yule log. We talk about Yuletide and all that kind of stuff. That comes from the Norse of their own winter solstice celebration, right? But we've imported that. The Roman Empire, for a long time, celebrated a holiday called Saturnalia, which was in late December. And then in the latter part of the Roman Empire, that holiday went from being Saturnalia to something called Sol Invicta. Again, you can almost parse out the Latin phrasing, right? The unconquered sun, Sol Invicta, that is returning and growing stronger again starting in late December. And of course, the fact that this coincides with Christmas, I'll leave it to your imagination to understand why that might have happened. So essentially, across most of the cultures of the Northern Hemisphere anyway, there are winter solstice events that celebrate the return of life, the continuation of life, longer days. Anyway, for climate hawks, I think this is a moment to take a deep breath and relax into the moment and appreciate the consonance that our efforts in trying to protect this planet have with this cosmic calendar that we see play out year after year after year. This, we think about solar power. We think about the energy from the sun. We think about radiation into space. We think about, you know, the energy of the sun driving the winds that will give us wind turbines and clean energy, et cetera, et cetera. But when you think about it, this moment affords us the chance to just think about the Earth hanging in space. Those of you following the recent Artemis mission to the moon probably saw a replay of the famous pale blue dot, well, of the Earthrise picture from the late 1960s. To see the Earth from the moon really suggests the fragility of our planet. And of course, that's all tied up with recognizing the amazing cosmic dance that we're in. Anyway, this is a moment to remember that we're spinning in space alone. There's no planet B, but it's still a marvelous, marvelous place for us to be. We can take some comfort in that. It's in this busy season, we can sort of appreciate the beauty of the solstice and all the concepts involved in it. And there you go. But of course, once you've done that, we need to get back to work. because there's a lot of stuff that's got to get done. So I thought we'd close out with a soothing song that seems right for the solstice season. It's kind of a meditative chanting song, and it's from my wife's first album, Cradled in Light. The song is called Longtime Sun. I'll put up a link to the Spotify so you can hear it again if you want. This song is my solstice wish for all of you. Till we talk again. Bye-bye.
Oh. Very cool.